Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey, yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common, you know how we do, you know what I mean? Screwball Radio, get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Powell Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wind Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball. Who hand? Screwball Radio live from the Matrix. Black Code on the check-in. And my nigga Comet. Motherfucking sports. My nigga Evil preparing events. Man, what's going on, yo?
What's happening, man? Episode 142 underway. Happy to be with y'all for another Saturday.
Yeah.
We wait for Common to join us. But yeah, man, it's the last week was pretty crazy, man, because we had technical difficulties because Blog Talk was actually had a malfunction. It got to the point where nobody could call in, and it's like you could people could talk on the show, like we was able to get our episode, but it wasn't recording. So what I had to do, I had to literally take my old phone and record this episode while I was talking. I had to put the whole thing on speaker.
Okay, technical difficulties happens to the best of us. Screwball Radio, man, we take care of that. That's really no problem. What's good?
We still deliver.
What's going on out there?
We still deliver, man. Yeah, man, just trying to remain cool, man. This heat wave has been no joke couple weeks. So this is the first break we actually had.
Yeah, man, you know, it's winding down, man, you know. It's cool at night right now. A little 60-something over here in New York. It's cool at night. It was cool during the day today. I got a part of my voice. My voice is fucked up. You know, when you sleep with the fan on you, this shit fucks you up. I had the fan on me all night, man. So my voice is fucked up, y'all, so bear with me.
It's all good, man. It's all good. And then, you know, before we go into the show, man, we want to send our thoughts and prayers to Hawaii. Who's going through that situation with the fires. A very tragic thing that's going on. I want to send my prayers and wishes to California because they probably about to get hit with a hurricane four earthquake. I mean, hurricane four first time since 1939. So I'm hoping they keep their heads up, man, and prepare for the best.
Yeah, why, man? Shit is fucked up, man. It's like that fucking, the guy didn't sign me along. I don't know. I think the guy, you know, he resigned. But I don't know, man. He said if he'd have signed along, people would have ran out of the way because that alarm was for tsunamis. But I'm like, damn. At least they'd have been alert to something going on. You know?
Yeah, it was nasty.
I mean, he should have probably turned on the alarm just because people would be alert of that something is happening and won't be sitting around waiting for that fire to come because that fire was moving fast, man. That shit moved like 80 miles per hour or some shit.
And plus that wind was kicking up so much that it just started spreading so fast. Like, as soon as people even started to use the hose, it blew out the water real fast. So that was a scary scenario. And people, it was looking like, they said it was looking like Armageddon out there.
Yeah, it's fucked up, man. Bless those people, man. I hope we get through it. Or...
Yeah, and also wanna, while we taking the time out, we also had three different tragedies this past week, man. I wanna say rest in peace to Magoo from the group Timberland and Magoo. Rest in peace, Chico from Junior Mafia, and rest in peace to the Black Godfather, Clarence Avon, one of the most powerful music execs in the industry. He passed away as well at the age of 92.
Oh, man. Yeah, rest in peace to him, man. It's crazy, man, you know, losing a lot of people, man. Everybody's got to stay on point and, you know, love and respect and recognize the ones that's here now, man.
Absolutely, and that's why it was a beautiful thing that happened out there in New York. I don't know, I ain't never got your thoughts about that, but what was your thoughts about the big Hip Hop is 50 show in Yankee Stadium?
Oh, shit, it's dope, man. You know, it's dope. That's where it started at, up in the Bronx, you know? It's only right to have the biggest show up there. Word. Shit, it's dope, man. I had no complaints about it.
Yeah, it was a great look, man. And, you know, with you being a performer, I want to just go ahead and clear this up with you. People were saying, you know, the crowd was dead and for some of the performance. It's not like that. It's actually when you have a stadium performance, you got to get your mic real high so where you the people that are witnessing the show can hear the performance. Because if anything, from the people that told me, they said that crowd was rowdy almost the whole night. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, shit, you can see if it's crowd, you know, if they bang, they like jumping around with what they like, you know? Everybody's
exactly.
Not going to have them jumping crazy. Some people just paying attention and looking at the show, you know. Some artists got motherfuckers, you know. Some artists don't go into the crowd participation and all that shit. Some artists go out there and be throw your hands up, say, and all that. Some niggas just get to work, you know. But all in all,
some of them just
those, man, you know, people get up and do what they like, man. Shout out to a lot of people that I haven't heard from and I haven't seen, like Rob Bass. I know Easy Rock, he died, right? That's a piece of him, but I ain't seen Rob Bass. I ain't seen a lot of dudes that I thought I would see, man. And nobody talking about, like, my man DJ Half Pint, DJ Hank Love, shit. I don't know, you don't know them, but they used to have, like, a Mr. Magic Molly Moore shows to come on. And late nights on like FM, AM station and shit. Niggas do check for them every motherfucking weekend. You know what I'm saying? They used to transmit from, I think, Delphi University out there in Long Island. Out there with fucking Chuck D, you know, had their radio station. Head Lover, Dr. Dre, the niggas had their little radio station there. Yeah, man. Hank Love. DJ fucking Hank Love, man. The niggas, they was a big part of hip-hop, too, man, New York. There's a lot of people I'm not seeing nobody mention.
Yeah, there's a lot of unsung heroes. And that's what made me wanted to do the show that we did together. I think a couple weeks ago, you know, we was giving props to the unsung heroes that didn't really get their proper recognition. So that's what we wanted to do as a part of Screwball Radio, as a part of this culture, to showcase them unsung heroes in that light.
Yeah. So right.
Yeah, especially those guys, and especially those guys in the media side. Like, I did a post giving props to Ralph McDaniels because he was responsible for the box. Like, he was very innovative for the digital wave in hip-hop. So he was a very huge inspiration for what I do, actually. So it was only right to give him props as well.
Hell yeah, man. Uncle Ralph. Everybody call him Uncle Ralph. That's why they call him Uncle Ralph. You know, that shit is like a ritual. Come on, after school, watch Video Music Box. Shit is popping.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And the call number is 516-531-9596. If you want to chop it up with me or the legendary Black Poet on the line, you want to talk about the Hip Hop is 50, you want to talk about any of the events, or you want to come in and talk some shit to us. You ain't going to out-talk us, but, you know, you could try. But we in the building right now.
And you got some fire for your ass. So you going to light them up, E, real quick, you know.
Oh, hell yeah, man. We got a lot of heat, man. That's what makes me love what I'm doing with you guys, man, because you guys keep me up to date on what's going on currently with what's hitting the pavement, so to speak. There's a lot of dope music out there.
Hey, you know, we got to show them what it is, man. We don't talk about it. We be about it. Screwball Radio, live from the Matrix. Or...
No doubt. I'm going to hit y'all with a banger, and we'll be back shortly to chop it up.
Happy birthday, hip hop.
That's right.
Happy 50, you know.
Even though we know niggas been rapping since the 30s, we still gonna pay honor to tradition, you know?
That's fucking right.
All right, let's go.
Compared to me, it's straight bogus. I'm the one they call villain, you call niggas with virus that you be calling it violent. BBC General, for you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. My nigga, I don't give a fuck. Muggs handed me that shit, then he said dump, dump on him.
Homie came back to haunt him. Every since he shot him, every day is autumn, every day is fall. Can't sleep at all, about to climb the walls. Gotta walk the halls, nigga broke the claws. Universal laws, now we in them jaws of them dirty dogs. Got him dumping trash, got a dumping stash. Bullshit lawyer, got him dumping cash. He ain't Johnny Cash, he's Rover Pontiac. Shouldn't have mixed the cocaine and the cognac. He was a maniac in that dump truck. And when the popo caught him, now he jumped up. Nigga slumped up, got thrown in a cell with the wolves and they pumped up. They brought the funk up. Yeah, you shot my homeboy, pulled out the alloy and went cowboy.
Dump on him.
These niggas act like they fuck with me and be mad cause they know they can't fuck with me. But luckily, you be the temperature. That's why I got pro with the Dillinger. Cosmo in the cut with the killer's tuck. For any one of you niggas that try to act up, you can't kill me with your Omicron variant. You didn't know that I'm Unicron's parent. Decepticons with your Starscream arrogance. You just a pawn, so I yawn when you rapping shit. I'm really on, I sign myself, I'm the imprint. You just a dick by the happy with fake partnerships. Government officials is here, you not stopping it. Brownsville, Governor Queens is my accomplishment. You not my brother, you Judas, so save the compliments. Cement you in your shoes, then throw you where the piranhas live. Is Christ the best? Been here before Jesus, living God in the flesh, now say less.
Tino smiling from ear to ear. Every time you see me here in the baggy spot, how do you ask the cops? I'll be sure I have forgot. But traumatized you have me laughing a lot. She was chewing me for a minute like a sun-dried apricot. Rap for NASA pop, all my cussies are astronauts. Rip every feature, no rapping, I mean a slashing eye. Blasting eyes in a maximize till I'm passing on. Laughing at all these actors who act like they traffic wrong. Then they're telling you with a Capricorn. Check ass, big as a mastodon. That shit poke out, you're a piece of crack. Born. Done with the flow, the done is the death. Take that chain off, tell shorty to run a neck. Kept circling right with a uppercut with the left. What the fuck is a protect? Without your brother's respect, Bandejito. Give me that bread, fuck Hito and Benny Blanco. At the Botanica battling the ghost of Carlito. My stilo was making perico Aikido. Now listen to my beats and rhymes, you need to find needle. A sheep's clothing should never disguise evil. And my government name is Orlando, I ain't leave you.
Pitch your face like a guitar, pick with the gem star. Go to your girl job and piss in the tip jar. That's some shit Sean would've said. This big hammer on me got me walking like I got a wooden leg. Focused on the better me, you just try and be. I don't care about you enough to be your enemy. Corner vet, cash up front, I get your order set. Fiends still smoking on woos, not protecting they neck. D-steps, taught me how to D-scrap. If I see them circle twice, be ready to flee the steps. Tie seven, if no knots made, then a sharp blade that had your brains hanging from your head like a box braid. My waves spinning in the deep end while you sleeping. Get big bread, so my pockets never on weak end. Allegiance, you wouldn't pledge to what I bled for. seen some pull, not knowing it was their last straw. Got tunnel vision when I'm in the state. Her mind the cake, so I could sit heavy like a paperweight. Big war, big Brownsville, Brooklyn, yeah? Bop.
I don't give a fuck who the rapper is, bro. I'm worried about the feds. We never had feds knock on their door and homicide knock on their door in the same year. Hip-hop police following us. When you sign that line, you are a target.
We kill everything we see.
You know what, your whole fuck, we grown up different. You ain't never taste no trust when them packs go missing. It's a robbery. With my innocence, I got the nine on me. But what's the difference? All you need to know is my type of four-light clothes. My type of four-light clothes. If they hatin', tell your folks my type of four-light clothes. In the distro counting up pay.
Yeah, I heard you shot a guy on Spotify. Full mail rising by the globbin' and I'm proper high. They done pull me back in, cannon in your hat brim. Serving hits across the net, samples with the backswing. Fuck the help, I need the belt and the fortune. Heaven to hell, I'm winning, press the cell and I'm scorching. Factory face days, the bezel is boring. Street filled with corpses, the devil is scoring. Celebrating failures with them full cases, two bases. Sell a ballot full of work, move basic, blue faces. Hunting back, taking off like coupe braces. Two papers, glue shavings, couldn't tie my bootlaces. I don't play with bacon, flavor got the table shaking. Stable Satan, watch the cake, Jason Bateman. I ain't putting on the cape to save him. A1 tastes amazing, razor swung blade for laying. Many blinds broken cause I'm peeking with the Sawyer. Might squeeze a paranoia, put a leak in your employer. Get it for free, fuck that, shit for the fee. Fuck rap, I did it without a business degree. Bring it home or quit your job, flick your wrist in a key. Make a meal without him snitching and his mission achieved. We at the curtain of the flaming gates. And even churches on the paper chase.
You know what, your whole fuck, we grown up different. You ain't never taste no truck when them packs go missing. It's a robbery. With my innocence, I got the nine on me. But what's the difference? All you need to know is my type of four-light clothes. My type of four light clothes.
You know I
if they hate
and
tell your folks my type of four light clothes.
448 miles.
In the distro counting up they sold.
Okay, I'm about to serve you like an old waiter.
Old waiter.
Careful with that package, whoa, it's a nose breaker. Soul taker.
Soul taker.
Have you run around like the old Lakers.
Shoulda have you run around, whoa, like the old Lakers.
You ain't sold shit, homie, you a fraud. Don't confuse the shit with yours. Roll a chopper while my wok is being poured. I'm staying armed like Lamar Jackson. Car flashing outside with the shooters. Call me John Paxson. I'm about to paint the coupe combat green with a closet full of rockets and a strong ass team. I survived in the jungle. Get live, but I'm humble.
Okay.
Catching boys slipping famous. I was like Mumbles. I ain't stuck in no taco. I don't hide from no trouble. If it ain't about rap, my whole band gone drumming. Star razor blade, the chisel was stone. Chrome 40 bulldog, knock the gristle off your bones. Shot whistle like a song. It's official, then I'm gone. It's official by the bushes if I'm cooking by my lawn.
Sipping
Red Bull and lean with a handful of dreams on the road, but they really wanna see me lead queen. Pound set the tone, I record up the dome.
Okay.
You ain't struggle like we struggle, we was all on our own.
Fuck outta here. They don't know nothing about what we've been through.
Like we struggled, we was all on our own.
You know what, your whole fuck, we grown up different. You ain't never taste no truck when them packs go missing. It's a robbery. With my innocence, I got the nine on me. But what's the difference? All you need to know is my type of four-light clothes. My type of four-light clothes. If they hatin', tell your folks my type of four-light clothes. In the distro countin' up pesos, huh?
Like sometimes us as being in the street we get on, we forget who we are.
Right.
We walking around like, oh shit. Mm. Nah, you can't forget who you are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Schoolboy Radio, live from the Matrix. Ain't nothing but the fire over here, baby. Wuhan, what up, God?
What's going on? What I miss?
Ain't nothing, man. You know, we're playing for fire. Playing that fire. Fucking watching fucking preseason football. Yeah, they got to get rid of preseason, man. All these shit. Fuck preseason, man. Play the games and let it bring out everybody. Let's get it popping. But I know that's fucking more money for them niggas. Preseason.
Yeah, that's for sure. But y'all talk about Giuliani getting hit with the RICO?
We ain't get to that yet.
We didn't even touch that, sir. We didn't even touch that, God. Uh-oh. I ain't saying nothing.
Oh, so y'all just jumped into the music? Y'all just
Nah. We talking, man.
We definitely forgot about that.
Yeah. Oh my God, yo, that nigga Gotti is turning over in his grave right now. I saw somebody put that shit on Facebook like John Gotti laughing his ass off in his grave right now. This nigga going down for what he took him down for. That's
crazy.
That's
the reason why he's
probably
the one snitching.
Oh, let me get him on Facebook. Trump be shitting on his people, man. That nigga don't want Facebook.
Trump got indicted on mad shit. Man, things are getting indicted.
He better pay for his lawyer. Rudy ain't got no money to pay this shit. And Trump don't want to pay him. He don't want to pay his lawyer fee.
Trump, like, you on your own.
Rudy goes,
I'm out of here.
You better take care, Rudy. You better take care, Rudy.
That's the memo. We're going to shit on you. Every man for himself. We're going to use you to shit on you and throw you to the slums.
Man, he should have known that shit was gonna happen. Trump never keep his word or nothing.
Nah, Trump is for self, you know.
The minimum is 5 years for these charges, nigga. Somebody's in trouble. Niggas is flipping. Niggas ain't going down like that. Niggas, somebody talking about something. You can trust that shit.
Trump gonna be the one to talk. Trump gonna be like, oh, he did that and he did that.
I ain't never known that man before. I ain't never seen him before. He used to come to my offices, but I don't know him.
Nope. He gonna be like, I saw him. I saw him do this. He was there. That was him.
I saw him do this. Nah, Trump. Your ass is in trouble. Bart Simpson, in deep trouble. Remember fucking Bart Simpson had a little rap shit song? Bart Simpson's in deep trouble. That's what
they in deep trouble. They swimming with the sharks right now. Swimming with the sharks under ice water where you can't pop your head out because it's ice. They can't even come up for air. They under there with the sharks. Like,
nah, but for real, that nigga got like 96 indictment charges. Ain't no way he beating every one of those, yo. He's going down.
Hell no. One of them is going to stick. One of them.
All of them ain't. Not one of them goes good. Yeah, he's definitely going down for something.
Yep, he got all of them. His whole team is going down for something. All of them was indicted on it. All of them. I've seen the newspaper.
Yeah.
I've seen like 6-7 faces on that bitch that got in trouble.
Yeah, they're trying to fucking steal shit. They was really trying to steal his shit.
If he was thinking that, he going to beat all that shit in one swoop.
Nah, that nigga is going to fight a hit.
It's just like that other guy. That other guy that ran for a seat at the Senate but never had the credentials to be there. Now one of his campaign managers just got arrested for fraud.
Damn.
You know, now they looking at him like, I think it's George Santos or something like that. Now, you know,
yeah,
he went in there saying that he went to this school, he did this. They can't find proof of nothing. You just lied.
Yeah.
Yo, he lied his
showing
way
up at the job,
Congress.
Like, yeah, I'm a plumber. He's like showing up at the job. Yeah, I'm an electrician. You getting fucking $50 an hour. You don't know nothing.
Yo.
Doing that,
yeah, but you know the crazy thing is now you get to see all the corruption that's going on in those high places.
Oh hell yeah!
Come on, these guys getting hit with the RICO. This guy lying about who he is and taking money and all this shit for campaign funds and. And you're not even, you ain't even
court.
Go to the school
Supreme
you said.
Supreme
yeah,
court.
You didn't even go to that
dude.
School.
You got the black dude from the Supreme Court. What's his name, Clarence Thomas? That motherfucker.
Clarence Thomas.
Yeah, look, everything, man, is showing, being proven that, yo, that shit is just bullshit. This
yo,
nigga getting all kinds
of fucking
favors.
Me and you could be like, yo, we running for Congress. Yo, I went to Jerome Ave School, and I graduated. And you could be like, yo, I graduated from Queensbridge and got mad people that's dropping money on our campaign and lie all about it and be up in there with these people.
How the fuck did you
that's exactly
lie like that?
And have a high chance.
Yo, he lied about everything. Everything.
But not how he just lied. How nobody checked none of that?
They ain't care, man. The money made them be quiet.
Nah, they did check. They did check. That's how they found out. He didn't go to this school. He didn't work for these people like he said he
now,
worked for these
blew
people.
Up, something blew him up. He started getting, like, I think somebody recognized him. He started getting, like, some complaints about something. He didn't, you know, he had some kind of, some accusation. Something blew him up. I forgot what it was.
Yo, he's finished. His campaign manager finished. You know his campaign manager going to be like, he told me to do that.
Yeah, this is all fucking, you know, going to go, honey.
Yeah, there's no loyalty in politics. They all flip.
It was that lady that he was running against. She started doing research on him. And then another guy started doing research on him. And they're like, wait, he said he went to this school. Then nobody said that he ever went to it. There's no record of him going to this school. There's no record of him working over here.
It's too late now. That nigga got a spot.
Yeah, he's in there. He's in there like swimwear. They can't even, they'd have to vote him out. And he in there.
That's crazy, yo. And they lied on everything and still and got it.
They don't have to
like you said, he went in
there. He lied his way to the top. You gotta give him props, yo. He pulled the
hell
wool
yeah,
over
he
there.
Gets, he definitely get an award, yo. He get an award for that shit.
Yeah, it's just a trip how they just know how to bend the rules.
He ain't even got a pair of snips, but he told him, yo, I'm a master electrician.
And he let him in the door.
Nigga show up on the job with sneakers and fucking...
yo, he came with a fucking Fisher Price hammer and shit. You got Fisher Price helmet and plastic fucking pliers and shit. Talking about I'm a master electrician.
You don't know nothing, yo. Fucking with all the wires, fucking with shit, fucking with $1 million equipment. You don't know nothing.
Hell yeah,
he got
all the wires. He got the wires crisscrossed. He about to blow the transformer right now.
He about to kill himself.
Boy, he about to zap himself, yo. That's where he at right now. Right now, he got the two wires straight. He got the black and the white. And he's like, wait, what do I do with these? Do I put them together? Boom.
Nah, he the nigga, he said, yo, he can operate the crane. He get that nigga in the crane.
Oh, man.
The nigga sitting up in the crane operating. He just don't know the first button to push.
Yeah, man. But he in there, though. He in there. But yeah, I don't know. Y'all did sports, though. I don't know if y'all did sports. You know, my Yankees is bums right now. Mets are bums right now. Yankees 8 games out the playoff. Mets are 7 games out the playoffs. The Mets done traded Verlander and Max Scherzer, two of their top pitchers, because they wasn't producing.
Oh, I just have to tell them. They got to get rid of fucking all this preseason shit and just get right to the fucking business of things.
I mean, but football was last night. I don't know if y'all watched that game. Is that preseason football?
Yeah, man. I'm watching preseason right now. Jets and the fucking... What do you get the name? Tampa Bay.
Or the Bucks?
I'm like, man, this shit don't count.
Like, it's basically just a scrimmage game.
Yeah, I don't like when they do that shit because, you know, people could get hurt. Like, it's cool when basketball do it preseason because they ain't really, you know, they don't play hard like football. You know what I'm saying? Football players play stupid hard, man. Got all that equipment on, playing in the heat. All that shit.
Like, once the team hit the field, man, these games count. Fuck all that. No, this shit don't count. Nah, it count because my ankle can still get fucking twisted out here. This shit count, yo.
Yeah, for real, man. All that shit should count.
They don't want to play fucking Rodgers. I'm looking to see Aaron Rodgers. And teams can figure you out before the season starts. Nah. If they eliminated fucking preseason, a lot of teams would fucking cry. Teams would get up there because niggas would be like, oh, shit, I wasn't ready for this nigga. I wasn't ready for that nigga. But they scout you out during your fucking preseason game and go, all right, this is what we can do to these guys. So these games count.
Plus on top of that, they see that people are so eager for sports, especially during the summertime, that they paying attention to ticket prices as well, and but people are eager for hungry for sports through the summertime, so they look at it like, man, we any type of football would do.
I mean, it'd be more beneficial for the league if they just cut preseason, because then you got people buying tickets, or you know.
Nah, this preseason tickets, so they selling these preseason tickets. They should be. Got people in there buying up shit. That's why they want that preseason shit. I don't think it benefits the teams at all. Except they get to see who's working with what.
Benefits the network most definitely.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
No, y'all got more
network,
music.
But, oh, yeah. And before we go on the music break, I want to go in and ask you guys about this. Cause, you know, we ain't covered this yet, but about what y'all thought about the Crawford and Errol Spence fight that happened 2 weeks ago. You think this should be a rematch? Or you think, you know, Spence is out of his match and he should just sit this one out, just leave Crawford alone?
I mean, we ain't talking about it because it was simple and plain. He got his ass kicked. Nigga said he was looking drunk. Like he didn't even look right. He, I don't know. I don't think you need to see part two of that shit.
At the end of the day, if you're a champion and you lose your belt, you know, it should be in your clause that you get a rematch.
We don't need to see that shit again.
Me personally, you know, because he could come back and be a different person. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, man. Nothing in that fight I saw that made me be like, oh, they got to do that again. I'm sorry, but it does make me say that, yo, they got to do that shit again.
And again, he could have just had an off night. You know, it may happen to the best of them. He may get it right this time around.
I mean, it's probably interesting two fights from now. You know what I'm saying? It ain't interesting right now because it was such a fucking one-sided thing. Maybe after them guys have two fights again, a fight with somebody else, a fight with somebody else, then they run it back. It might be interesting then, but right now I don't think that shit is a draw. Who wants to see that again?
What do you think about that female boxer that called out a male boxer?
Oh, that's my girl, man, Clarissa. She's wild.
He took the fight, though. He accepted the challenge.
I mean, if she bust your ass?
Yeah, she definitely
gonna finish.
Bust your nose. She's going to punch you in the face. She's going to catch you, so it's going to look bad on you. So, like a wolf coming up out of your book bag. You're going to make you look bad. I remember Mel said to Eminem. you're gonna look bad. Like it was coming out of your book bag, yo. That nigga Melly Bell is a fool, yo. Yeah, man, punching on her. She gonna punch you in your face and make your nose bleed. You have to explain that shit. Don't even go through all that shit, man. Let that girl live, man. Let her pop all the shit she wanna pop. Don't get in the ring with her, man, because she's gonna catch you. Now you got to beat up. Then you got to look bad on that. There's no way you're going to look good. If she fucks you up,
nope.
You're going to look bad. If you beat her up, you're going to look bad.
There's
no
way
you're going to come out of that shit on top. Think about it. If you fuck her up, everybody's like, yo, man, you should have did that. If she beat his ass, he's going to go, you like that bitch beat him up. There's no way that thing's gonna.
It's a lose either way.
Yeah, he shouldn't have took that fight.
Nah, they ain't sanctioning that shit. If that shit gonna be an exhibition, she's UFC.
He'll probably
fight
for real.
You see the fight in the cage? Clarissa Shields, she fought in the cage. She beat somebody ass. She beat a UFC fighter.
I think she called out that other
UFC
fighter.
A male fighter or a female?
Female fighter. She got in there. She had two fights. I think she lost one and she won one. But she ain't scared. She get in there. She get it done. You ain't never see her in the ring, in the octagon?
Nah.
Oh, you gotta look that up, kid. She gets busy. You know, because she's a boxer, so motherfuckers be trying to go for her, going for the leg, and she just tapping their jaw. and her ground game, is she can wrestle too, so she's nice.
Yeah. You talking about Clarissa Shields? Clarissa, because she called out. She won't smoke with Jake Paul. First she called out Keith Thurman. Now she want to fight Jake Paul.
Yeah,
somebody need to beat his ass, though. Somebody need to beat his ass, Jake Paul.
Hey, he keep beating these guys. That's the funny shit. I ain't mad at him, literally. But if he keep winning, hey. Nigga shouldn't go into the gym with him. You know what I'm saying? Don't go into the boxing. He's getting better at boxing. So if you're a UFC fighter, you going in there trying to box this nigga, and he's getting better at boxing, and he's always picking older guys, he might fuck you up in there.
For real.
There you go. He's training with professionals. He's big. He's young. And that's not your sport. You're a fucking UFC fighter. You notice he ain't challenging no boxers. Let that nigga challenge Roy Jones Jr. I'd love to see that.
Even with Roy. Like, even with Roy, even though he fought that YouTube dude, Roy still beat that dude ass. And the boxing instinct is never going to leave.
What YouTube dude?
That big steroid cat that be going around kicking people's food out of their hands.
They never did that fight.
They already did it. They did it in June.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did it. They did it in a different way. They did it like, yeah, they did it like in a metaverse type thing.
That's some old AI bullshit, man. I know you ain't bringing that up.
Oh, that shit don't count, man.
You can't, seriously.
Get out of here,
yeah,
man.
If you was with me right now, I'd fucking give you a wedgie right now, yo.
Bro, I was just thinking the same thing, yo. I was just thinking, yo, you deserve a wedgie for that.
This nigga
that shit
said,
pull
yo,
up over your forehead. Pull that shit over your forehead.
Nah, man, that's why you the yellow M&M, man. What the fuck is wrong with you? This nigga's had me thinking like, yo, this nigga's four. I'm like, yo, did they fight? I'm like, that was some bullshit.
Yo, he was confident. Yeah, they fought already. In the metaverse.
Bobby, man. Did you hear
in
this guy?
It's a new wave, man. It's a new wave, y'all.
Shut the fuck up.
I need an Indian burn. Give him an Indian burn. Give me mines on his neck.
Oh shit! He tried to say like, "Yo, really? It went down." Yeah,
yo, that shit went down in June in the metaverse.
Hey, man!
Oh my god, you lucky over here right now.
Yo, when you said metaverse, all I thought of was like Minecraft or some shit.
Yeah, I swear to God, I'll give you a wedgie. I will wedgie your grown ass right now. You'd be mad at me. Your fucking jaws be right through cracking your ass right now. I swear to God.
You must went go looking for it. You must went go YouTube searching it.
You're going to have to go excuse yourself. You got to find a bathroom. You got to go get right after I'm done with you.
Yo, you give him a head. He'll have a headband. Pull that shit all the way up to your forehead, kid. Come on, man.
This nigga had me thinking, yo, did they do it? I'm like, hold on. Not that. You not talking about that bullshit.
He said AI, metaverse. Come on, man.
Oh, man, yo, damn it, E. Every time, man, you always, as soon as I forget, you remind me, you're the yellow M&M. Every time I forget, you sure remind me. Word is born.
Oh, man. It'll get some people some music, man.
Yeah, please. Please, please, please.
Yeah, man.
Word don't say no more.
Yeah. We back, nigga. Flying pressure.
The butcher coming, nigga.
Fuck niggas. I've been a smack one of you niggas with the back of this 40. Knock your whole bottom row out, nigga.
Look,
I'm having a mean run and it feel amazing. 500 racks in the safe, but still I'm saving. In the booth, that's when I'm feeling dangerous. Malice in my heart, I'm feeling heinous. I grip the stainless, I hit him in this shit of caving. Rearranging, feel the culture shifting and changing. Since I came in, cook the oodles and noodle chicken raining. Wash out the pot, then use it again to whip the cane. Ah, big ass Mac on me, the clip is hanging. Shoot up your block, cause I don't respond to this song. These niggas nameless, I got shooters on the payroll, fucker. Draco Buster, I grew around the Yayo hustlers. Gazelle shit, bitch, niggas know we ain't no suckers. Niggas can say what they want, but they ain't gon' touch. We gunning shit down, they know of us. We giving hospital trips, leg broke touches. Niggas hate, they broke, fuck them. I went to my jeweler and spent a 50. I did it cause niggas thought they was richer than me. Niggas never did nothing that really benefited. Somehow I still got more money than them significantly. Then take her in the rain when I whip the Bentley. Might let you hold the umbrella for me like Mr. Bentley.
The rolly bust, it was 40 plus. The shitty bitch and Tony Tuss, shit, it's only us.
Who and what with me? I'm in need of the company. Enough sticks to stash one in every room at the Doubletree. I'm wherever the crack cook, tan of the Flatbush. Lose the bums, how that look? My brain like a MacBook. Ain't nothing about these chains on me special, I'm used to wearing them. All of my niggas got pieces, y'all used to sharing them. Niggas quick to switch to hate, be real. When you go from flipping 62s to an 80-20 label deal, will I ever know how a halo feel? Maybe not, I take the pot, stack mines tall as Jermaine O'Neal. With Louis on, I feel like Big with Coogee on, Thule on, cause I got 3 bricks worth of jewelry on. She give me top water movie on, we hood movie stars. Stamped from El Mara to Juvie Hall. I might be the reason you meet God. I thought y'all niggas was gangster, but all that dick rotting threw me off. Let's go.
Yo, Scram, I ain't drive all the way to New Rochelle to play games. In a pandemic, fucking mic on. Yo, Rick, tell him. Yeah, it's the rise of the silverback. You can go run the police, pussy, you'll still get clapped. Shorty asked me where my feelings at. I told the bitch, you must be smoking. Where your dealer at? Don't get him. Don't get scared when I approach you. Why does this sound grimy? It's a poster, bitch. Homie, I'll put you on a shirt or a poster.
Why the fuck you punch him in the face?
For the culture.
For the culture.
It's the fucking God, bitch, repent.
Right.
I guess they ain't get the message, I'm about to hit resent. Or Dwyer Garden's in the staircase getting bent. I've been that dude since Dutch Masters was 50 Cent.
Motherfucking fact.
It's the rise of the silverback.
Yep.
My bitch got a fat ass and a gorilla tat.
Yep.
All the cheese in the world, and you still a rat. I did my bid, came home, all the still intact. Free dick to your bitch, that's how I'm giving back.
Right.
Every song, every verse, I'm just spitting facts.
Yep.
Take your chain, call whoever, you won't get it back.
Never.
Cause we got big ass guns that go brrrr. That's why I still hold the Glock for. Just gave Shorty 2 mollies, now she got locked on. They asked me why I don't hang around the block more.
Why?
Told them I don't stand around dudes I won't get shot for.
Back.
It's the rise of the silverback. I put a bullet in your mouth where the feeling's at.
Back.
Your main bitch, every night I be killing that.
Every
call
night.
Recorded that for 4 weeks.
Would you look at that?
Hey yo, Scram, where the fuck is Brooklyn at?
We did it, Brooklyn, we did it!
Tell your mother blow me, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm hearing all that gangster shit, show me, nigga.
Show me.
Before I be knocking at your door like you owe me, nigga. That quick, I'll forget that you know me, nigga.
Woo.
We ain't like that, we ain't family, I just came here for dough.
Uh-huh.
You ain't my mom's kid or none of that, so don't call me Big Bro.
Nah.
We done fucked the whole game up with this LOX flow.
Lock.
We done gave y'all a gift, all we missing is a bow. Yo. By myself, but I came with a gun.
Uh-huh.
No co-defendant, Silverback 101.
Johnny.
This song for Biggie even got work with fun.
Shit.
Now with them's but shit, I did this for fun. Taped up 9,
shit,
all assault with the muzzle.
Let's go.
Waiting, shit, I almost finished the crossword puzzle. Blowing weed, looking my youngins make it. I got advice, I just hope you take it.
What it cook like, nigga? Yo, Klepto, I appreciate you, my dog. That P4 shit, nigga. Check. Vivo Clico to the face is what I'm popping nightly. Oyster perpetual timing, dog, every second pricey. Always a stand up, but some of my youngins stay on lean. For some bonus, they stepping on niggas like Draymond Green. I don't subscribe to religion, I keep my thinking free. But watch both of your hands and then bow your head when you speak to me. De'Aaron Fox with the Glocks, I shoot and I'm moving fast. This interested in being cool, God, these rappers ass. Cranium shots, bitch, I'll never put no gun in your chest. And all these cocksucking niggas got cum on their breath. I'm giving these niggas gun smoke like I'm 38. Cause most of them confidential informant niggas employed by Jake. Our money bags, yo, I'm paying $100 for steaks. Condominiums uptown and properties all on lakes. Aquarius, ho, it is what it is, like Mason Cam. I'd rather be sitting in a Rari than in a can. sick obsession with riches. I got a burning desire. Why would I care for grown men don't like me? Motherfucker, I'm fire. Knowledgeable like a nigga studied at San Cardi. High level intelligence. Niggas is not fucking with me. My confidence mystic, my scholarship different. Mentally past all of these fools. I flip y'all birds from a distance. Pussy, I don't believe you, nigga. You need more people. The same exact place I spot you, the same place I leave you. Motherfucker.
Yeah, school yeah. Radio live from the Matrix. That fire we got on y'all niggas on deck.
Yeah, man, go check that new Nems album, Rise of the Silverback. Shit is dope,
yeah,
man. Last few joints I heard on there, got a lot of heat on there. Produced by Scram Jones, definitely tough.
Definitely a lot of dope music still out there.
Thurston
got some fire out there, too. Thurston Howell got some fire out there, too.
Oh, yeah. Thoughts Illustrated. We definitely been shedding light on that album. Since it dropped.
It's going down.
Yeah, a lot of heat out there, man.
Yeah, we can't depend on the majors to feed. Can't depend on the majors to pretty much be the suppliers anymore, because y'all heard about the big news that Ebro announced, and they saying that the majors are no longer be focused on signing rappers.
Rappers been stopped fucking looking for deals. What the fuck they talking about?
Yeah, he was saying
that. One thing
I want to shed light on, though, is all the OGs, they selling out all their shows.
Hell yeah.
All the OGs are selling out their shows. That force tour going on with LL Cool J and everybody, that's just selling out. 50 Cent, he done sold over, what was it, like 5 million in ticket sales?
Yeah.
Every arena they touch, they selling out. Then you got the Wu-Tang and Nas tour. Every show they do, they sell out. Meanwhile, you got people can't even fill up their venues. They just let you know that the real hip hop still rules, you know what I'm saying? Real hip hop still rules. People still want to hear that real shit. They don't want to hear that. Shut the fuck up.
I'm thinking they're also looking at it like a lot of these guys that's coming out now. They got too much shit with them. Just like when Lil Durk, he did his show, they had a whole shootout out there. So they looking at these rappers coming out now as like liability.
And you got these Sexy Red and Zucchinia. These two fucking hood rap bitches, they done fucking got hot. It's over.
Yeah, it's crazy out there, man. Music's crazy.
They done the twerk rap. You know, that porno rap.
I mean, Shorty from the Bronx, she definitely got a hard record out right now. You know, she go by Scarlet, you know.
Oh, yeah, Scarlet.
She ain't on that selling pussy shit, you know.
Yeah, she doing her thing.
She's just straight hood, you know. She's talking straight hood shit. She ain't on that other shit that every other female rapper's on. Like that's crazy. I mean, you know, sex sells, you know. We all know that. We all know sex sells. So that's what the radio is pushing.
It's just a matter of time, man. It's just a matter of time. You thought they was going to stay behind, just looking, being eye candy. Niggas thought they just going to stay being video hoes, what they used to call them, video hoes. The video hoes got the mic now.
Yeah, for real.
Remember they used to call them the video hoes. The video hoes got the mic now. And they twerk and they regulate right now.
Yeah, they twerk when it's horrible, though.
Nah, who was the real known one? What was the one that was in, I think she was in the video. She was in Friday, yo. The one that was working for fucking Pinky, the pimp. Cat Williams. Was she in a lot of videos?
Nah.
You remember that one, right? The one, the Christmas one, man.
Yeah,
Cat
nah, Williams. I don't think she was,
Yeah, I think she was definitely was a video girl. She used to be in all the videos. But she ain't doing it well, I think.
Yeah, she was in a lot of the videos in the early 2000s. I know what you're talking about. She was with Cat Williams on Friday After Next. Got a name, though.
Yeah, man, she's like the OG video girl right now. Now they got the mic, and they twerking, and they saying, come fuck me, my pussy wet. Yeah, that shit is selling. See, the labels never did no homework anyway. The labels, they ain't do no homework. They always fucking had somebody bring something to them. You think them niggas wouldn't find anybody? Them niggas ain't find nobody.
Yeah, they don't have no ear for talent.
No, it's the A&Rs. It's the A&Rs that bring talent to them, you know? People that work for them.
Yeah, so. It's good. That way they can't set the narrative no more. Let the niggas get the fuck out of here. That way niggas, this underground shit can take back over.
Yeah, for real.
Hey, check the guys. It must be, Giuliani must be really going down because CNN got two specials on him. It's like a rise and fall type deal.
Giuliani's the nigga that you get bagged in the car with nigga with the gun. He take the gun charge. Nigga don't give him no money when he go to jail, nothing. Like, yo, why'd you even take that gun charge for this nigga? You wangster. Giuliani is the wangster of the crew.
For real.
He's going away, down.
Yo. Even that, what he going to tell? Giuliani's not going to jail. He'll tell the fuck out of Trump before he go to jail.
Yeah, he ain't scrubbing. He going to tell before he scrubs some drawers.
Yeah, he know for a fact that he gonna know how far to go with this shit because he's fucking, he invented this shit. He did this shit. So he know how far, he know when it's a rat. Like, damn, I can't do nothing else but tell.
That's what he thinking right now.
Yeah, he try to act all tough. But right now, he think, hey, hold up, man. Trump ain't taking my calls. That nigga don't want to pay my fucking legal bills.
Trump done changed his number. Trump changed his number. He's on a Boost phone right now. He got Boost right now. You can't even catch Trump right now.
If Trump was smart, he'll fucking slide Rudy a suitcase full of money out your head, man. Fuck out of here. I can't give you no check, nigga. He better slide the nigga something, man, because see what happened with fucking the other lawyer that his man, Cohen, snitched on him.
Yeah, he went down too. He went down and was like, it was Trump.
Hell yeah, that Stormy Daniels hush money. He got that shit is still out there. He got all kinds of shit on his table. Yo, Trump got all kinds of shit on the table right now. Yo, somebody got to make a song about Trump, man. His shit.
His base.
Nobody made a song about Trump yet. Funny shit,
His base. It gave me nothing serious. I mean,
It can't be something serious though, like, because I know it gotta be something.
Nah,
it can't be serious. It gotta be something to poke fun at. Poke fun at.
Yeah, they.
Yeah, I ain't do it. I ain't do it. It wasn't me. I can see somebody
in trouble.
Won't use no
for
you. You in trouble.
They
in trouble.
Hell yeah. Word
you're going to be in trouble if you don't hit them with some fire.
Word.
Man. Yeah. It was dope wrapping it up, man. Dope Bill. We're going to catch you guys. Same school time, same school channel. It feels good to be back after the technical difficulties from last week. So,
word.
We back at it.
Never mention no fucking AI sports events that you fucking think really happened again.
Word. Stick a fork in the socket, man.
Ooh,
never again. I'm out.
Until next week, man.
I know you fucked up. See, I know you knew you fucked up since you uttered that shit. As soon as I said what, you was like, oh, man.
Yeah, man, but I'm out, y'all. Next week.
Let's go.
I've been through the mud and tire full of guts. I perspire and the day I get about the chains, I'll make the enemy expire. But in the meantime, between time, I'm in the dungeon. I'm defined as being tough, but I'ma keep it where the hunt is. It be like all shucks, go hard, the muscle fracture. Hit me with golf clubs, crowbars and rusty hammers. Sun deep in the thought, I may converse mine. Once beaten by a cop, it ain't my first time. Pain had become numb, red rum in the eyes. Death come and defy the breath left from the victim survivor. I'm sure that I convey the anger, no name stranger, broke brain pacer, I'm pain motivated.
Play games with me, dangerous, no take backs, I'm flagrant, vibrations, salvation, maintaining, pain motivated. Play games with me, dangerous, no take backs, I'm flagrant, vibrations, salvation, maintaining, pain motivated.
Probably should've stopped about a month ago. Should've caught the pills and popped the bucket full. And top it off, get a gram of glue. Grab the monkey off my back and smoke him out like Johnny do. Lenny Kravitz and chemical acrobatics. The killer gorilla been doing damage, got Johnny Savage. Overdosing, I'm probably closer to croaker than most of your favorite rappers. But fuck it, I gotta have it.
I got lots of rage, I got lots of pain. We can play the game, yeah, I'm feeling great.
Johnny smoke them all day, let a bitch blaze. About to get a lifeline, I'm drowning. Got a pocket full of edibles, I'm downing. Swear to God, they gon' say this drug thing's the problem. But it's really like the only thing that keeps me fucking grounded. My eyes playing tricks, man, I'm losing. I've been deep in the fog, black and blue again. Every time I get good shit, damn, I ruin it. She don't want nothing I got without no booze.
Play games. Me dangerous, no take backs, I'm flagrant, vibrations, salvation, maintaining, pain motivated. Play games with me dangerous, no take backs, I'm flagrant, vibrations, salvation, maintaining, pain motivated.